B-Pod Studios.
U.S. only.
It's time for some straight talk. I'm ready for it. You want the best coverage, right? Of course. Don't want the QB throwing any deep bombs. I'm talking about coverage on your smartphone, Wingo.
Oh, I get you now. I want the best nationwide coverage then.
Well, you'll get it with Straight Talk. The same great 4G LTE networks as the big guys for up to 30% less.
Man, you got to grab that deal and run with it.
Take it to the house.
With nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks, get the Straight Talk $45 unlimited plan with 15 gigs of high-speed data. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Rosenbaum Injury Law, the power of justice for accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse. Remember Rosenbaum. Over two decades helping our community.
Hey, Philly, this is Joel Embiid. When I need a new car or truck, I trust Barlow Chevrolet. At Barlow, the process is simple. One, honest pricing. The price you see is the price you pay. Two, selection. With over 500 vehicles in stock, there is something for everyone. Three, dedicated service. At Barlow, the customers come first. So, when you need a new vehicle, put your trust in Barlow. Find new roads at Barlow Chevrolet in Darien and at BarlowChevrolet.com.
While everyone else is looking for more, the minimally invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics is focused on less. Less pain, smaller incisions, and fewer complications. Less fear, shorter hospital stays, and a faster return to function. They use robotics, minimally invasive techniques, and patient-specific pain protocols to minimize pain and downtime. Their surgeons specialize in spine surgery and are committed to helping you spend more time living your life. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
Marzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez, middays. Missinelli afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5, the Fanatic.
Here we go!
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
Oh, it's a big 5 o'clock hour on the Mike Missinelli Show. 5 o'clock hour, brought to us by Guided Door and Window. Guided's big winter sale has been extended through January, where you're going to get 40% off all windows and doors. Just call this number, 877-GO-GUIDED, or visit goguida.com. So we've been talking about, for most of the day, how to rebuild the Eagles. And there are eight starting players in jeopardy of not returning. We're talking about the Brandon Grahams, the Jordan Hicks, the Ronald Darby, Peters and Sproles and Chris Long. And you never know what's going to go on with Jason Kelce. But now Brandon Brooks is going to be out probably for half the season with that Achilles tendon. There's Golden Tate out there. Roddy McLeod's coming back. But is he really coming back? What do you do at cornerback? A lot of questions. And Carson Wentz is going to be your quarterback. And people are going to expect him to get next year's team, wherever it looks, however it looks, into the playoffs. He's got those kind of expectations on him. Let's go back to the phones with Andy in Deptford. Andy, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Andy.
Yo, Mike. What's good? How you doing?
What's up, buddy? How you doing?
You know what? I'm so happy that, you know, this whole offseason, we don't have to hear the trade Wentz talk. I mean, you look at Foles. Look at what he was. You can't take anything away what he has brought for this team.
Mm-hmm.
But you look at what he did in two playoff games. They didn't score over 20 points in either game. And he threw four interceptions. I mean, you know, all these Foles people going crazy, you know. Mm-hmm. Foles is a nice quarterback. Do I think he's a franchise quarterback? Maybe on a crappy team. You know, he may be able to carry that gap for a first-round pick, but he's not a guy like you're going to invest $80 to $100 million in. I just don't see it. I don't see the talent there.
Yeah, they wouldn't have had to invest that kind of money in him, but I agree with you. See, Andy, what this whole thing, he had, and that's why I kept it like, okay, I'll wait and see. He had to take the team to the Super Bowl for them to even think about it. And believe me, if he took them to the Super Bowl, I'll bet you they would have thought about it. But yeah. since it didn't work out, there's no more conversation.
Yeah, but you look at the Bears game. We scored, 16 points, and we won on a fluke field goal?
He didn't play well early, but he did have the drive that won them the game.
You look at that Saints game, they scored 14 points. Like, what team is going to win a game, a playoff game, scoring 14 points? I mean, you know, I just love Wentz. You know, I love everything about what he brings, and I think long-term, to me, it's a no-brainer. I just, these Eagles fans, you know, they're getting so tied up with Foles and,
you know, you get caught up in the
They're
moment.
Not tied up anymore, though. I think, listen, 99% of the people are have...
Yeah, but even during that run, though, you had these dopes talking about trading Wentz. And
that's because they were carrying out the season to the Super Bowl. That's why.
But, like, as an Eagles fan, like, that's like kind of, in my eye, that's like a disrespect, man. Like, I don't know.
Well, but let me, Andy, I'll ask you the quintessential question. Had he taken them to the Super Bowl, and had they won the Super Bowl, what were you doing?
Like, if they won 14-10, or if they won 9-3, I'm not going to be banging on the door for Nick Foles.
Andy, I don't know. If he would have won the Super Bowl, I don't think you would have, that those words would have come so easily out of your mouth. Eric in New Jersey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Eric.
How you doing today, Mike?
What's up, Eric?
Just a couple quick things about the Eagles here. I somewhat agree with the last caller on as far as the Foles thing. I mean, I'm upset that we're not moving on and we're not there and everything, but the one saving grace for me is that I'm a Wentz guy, and I didn't want to hear this all.
Yeah, the conversation is over now.
Yeah, exactly. But talking about this offseason, there's a couple things I want to see happen. One, I don't want them to make the mistake they made last year and try and bring back some of these old guys just out of respect thing for them. Some of the guys like Peters and stuff like that, we have to just move on from. Some of the guys I would like to see back, though, I would give another deal. You know, I don't know how many years it's going to take or whatever, but someone like a Michael Bennett, I thought he still has a lot of gas left in the tank and did a lot for us.
That's fair.
As far as, you know, some of the other guys, I mean, Darby, depending on the money, you know, that's the whole key to Darby, you know, with the injury.
Well, you can get him on a 1-year contract. Listen, his agent doesn't have a lot of power right now, and he knows it. So he's got to have a make good contract. So they can probably get him on a 1-year deal.
Exactly. Which, I mean, I'm assuming kind of the same deal with Ajayi, but I'd rather see them also move on from him. And I'm just looking at the draft and everything like that, and I would love to just stay at 25. I don't want to move around or anything like that, but I do not want to see the Eagles pass if he's there on this dude, Josh Jacobs from Bama. I mean, he is so, as a running back position, because of the amount that they had there, the three running back system, everything like that, I don't think he's looked at as much as he should have been. But, I mean, you go and watch highlights and tape on this guy, and he's big, he's fast, he's elusive, he could catch, he could block. I mean, I think he's a freakish running back, and I would love to see the Eagles take him at 25.
There's a lot of guys out there, though. I mean, I don't know about if they're going to take a first-round running back, to be honest with you. I don't know. At that pick, would a running back make sense to take a running back at, like, 25? Would that make sense to make your first pick a running back?
Patriots did it with Michelle, didn't they?
Yeah.
He was after
the first round.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's helping him now. Took him a little while to get in the mix, but he's paying dividends now.
Uh-huh.
I think it's about, I'm funny on first round running backs, period. So I say no, personally. But.
Well, Damian Harris is the number one ranked running back. And Josh Jacobs, who we were just talking about, is number two. Both of those maybe sucked up before you get to your pick. And then there's the kid that murdered Penn State, who you can get probably as a second rounder. I don't think he'll be a first round pick.
No, I agree with you.
Benny Snell.
Yeah. There's some backs, but the issue is what they're probably going to have to do is take a defensive lineman, whether they want to or not, with that first pick. That's the best position in this draft. And if you probably don't get one in the first round, there'll probably be a big drop off. And I know that's not a sexy pick, but you mentioned that you're not bringing Jernigan back. There's good tackles in this draft. You need to put somebody next to Fletcher Cox.
There's no question about that. John in South Jersey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. John.
Yeah, good evening. Now, I'll switch over to the Flyers. We haven't talked about the Flyers too much. I was wanting to ask you, what do you think about trading a Giroux or maybe Voracek or Simmons to, like, upgrade our team?
Giroux has a no-trade clause in his contract, so you're probably not going to be able to trade him. The other two, their value has been considerably lowered, but I would trade both of them.
Because that's what I was going to say. Their value as of right now isn't going to be any higher than what it is now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, it's not real good right now, to be honest with you.
So we're kind of stuck.
Yeah. But, yeah, I would trade them. I would just mix it up at this point.
Because, I mean, we got a lot of good young guys on our team. Give them time. Let them play. I mean, it's a lost season.
Well, who's the good young guys? Tell me. Identify them for me.
We just don't talk about the Flyers a lot.
I'm asking you to talk about them. Who are the good young guys?
We're letting them go. It seems like we're letting them go as fans, and I'm just trying to call up.
Bro, are you listening to me? Are we getting through here? I asked you, who are the good young guys, according to you, John?
Oh, Cormier is good. Patrick's good. Wheel's good. Our rookie goalie that we have, he's pretty good. We got some good guys there.
I'm not so sure I agree with you that your assessment of the good young players. I don't know if they do or not.
Yeah, and then you got
who's Cormier?
I forget the number 14.
Couturier?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. I'm glad you know your stuff about the hockey team. Pat in Houston, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Pat.
What's going on, Mike?
What's going on, Pat?
Hey, so I think that the Eagles fans and Eagles in general, I'm hoping that we're going to be pleasantly surprised by the compensation that we get for Foles. And I don't think it's going to be, everyone's saying the compensation can't be that much, but Howie Roseman he's traded A.J. Feely for a second-round pick, Kevin Cobb, who's flipped on a wet mat, for a second-round pick. He traded McKeese inside the division for a second, third, and a fourth-round pick. So what makes you think that we have a Super Bowl MVP that's had two good seasons that we're not going to get at least?
Well, here's the first thing you got to get past. Will they do that? Now, we had Ron Jaworski on Monday. He says the Eagles will just let him go out of gratitude and not make it difficult on him and not trade him to a team where they can get the best value while they're screwing him by going to a bad team.
Now, I heard you speak on that earlier in the week, or maybe even last week, saying, but we did pay it back to Nick this year. We paid Nick back so far, money-wise. So
okay. All right. Now, there's two schools of thought, whether they're going to fight this thing to the end or whether they're just going to let him go out of gratitude and say, Nicky, you did us a great service. Go make your own deal with somebody.
The value I think that we're going to get for him is going to be big time. And I don't think anyone's really going to see it coming. But
you think they get a first-round pick for him?
I think I'm looking at the draft, and there's a lot of teams picking inside the top 13 or 14 that I would take Nick Foles on that team over any of these quarterbacks coming out.
Really? You think that somebody would trade a top 15 pick for Nick Foles?
They're debating if Foles is better than any quarterback in this draft right now.
He's 29, so, too, bro. He hasn't played. He hasn't really played a full season.
He played, he had a 27-2 season.
He won one season, then he sucked in the other one where he was supposed to be the full-time
guy. He won a Super Bowl MVP. What are you doing? You hate on the guy?
No. Listen, Super Bowl MVP is different than evaluating a guy and you're going to give a number one draft pick and a top 15 for him.
And I just gave you three examples of Howie Roseman turned quarterback into second-round pick.
Second round, yes. You told me
this guy's going to get first.
Well, I disagree with you.
Better than the other three.
I don't agree with you.
All right, Mike. Take it easy.
All right. I mean, I don't think somebody's giving you a top 15 pick for Nick Foles. Let's go to Zach in Texas. Zach, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Mike.
What's up, Zach?
The Eagles take back the NFC East and the Cowboys, because living down here in Cowboy Country this year was brutal. Second thing, what top two guys do you think we need back from the team this year, and what are we going to do with running back?
I don't think that there is anybody that I look at who is in that category of whether they're going to stay or go that I say you have to have. I don't think there's one guy. I went over all these guys, and I go, there's not one guy that I would say I definitely have to have him back.
Okay.
Now, do you see? Who would it be in your mind?
Maybe a safety McCloud would be my option. I like him out there.
Yeah, but McCloud is coming off a big injury with a big price tag.
Yep. Big price tag, all right. So what are we going to do with running back? We need something more than Josh Adams and Smallwood.
They're going to have to draft a running back, but we went over some free agent running backs a little earlier in the show, and there are a couple guys you can get, like Tevin Coleman from the Falcons would fit pretty well. Let's see, there are a couple other guys that we looked at. Let's see, running back. There's always Le'Veon Bell, Mark Ingram.
That'd be nice. What are the chances of Bell
Tevin Coleman. I don't know. Probably the chances of Bell coming here would not be good. But if they draft a young guy, they get a good draft pick, and they bring a guy like Tevin Coleman in, I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, that sounds nice. All right, well, I'll hold down Eagles country down here in Cowboys country for you guys.
Represent, Zach. Take care. Represent, appreciate buddy. It. All right, man. There you go. Let's go Frankie in Roxborough. Whoa, Frankie!
Michael, what's up?
What's up, Frankie?
How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
I'm having a hard time getting through these days, Mike. Wow. You're very popular, you know.
Wow, Frankie, you got to work hard. You got to, you know, keep trying, persevere.
I know. But I've been doing a lot of research myself, Mike.
You have. That's dangerous.
I've been underground looking at film.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I taped all the games.
You have.
And I watched a lot of film, and there's a couple guys that I don't even think I would even have back. I don't want Darby back.
Uh-huh.
I don't want Sidney Jones back. He's soft.
Well, Sidney Jones is going to be back.
Mike, he can't play, man.
Well, they can't get rid of him now. He's going to be back. He's on a rookie contract.
Well, Mike, I think you should watch some film on him.
No, I hear what you're saying. This was a year he was coming off an injury, Frank. So you have to wait a little bit on him. You can't just get rid of him. All right, let's bring in the man. Interesting lineup. ESPN did a nice little workup of Sal Powell and his pregame texts with the head football coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, Doug Peterson, and he joined us right now. Brought to us by Univest Bank, financial solutions for your business, the preeminent NFL reporter for ESPN, Sal Palantonio. Sal Powell, that was pretty interesting little workup they did on you.
It was nice. It was nice. Nice way to cap it all off. Nice little run.
Yes, and you're always making note of the text communication you have with the coach before the game and his final talking points to the team. That's very important, and that's good information.
Well, thanks. I think, you know, it's important for fans to know what goes on behind the scenes. We try to bring that to them every Sunday morning on Countdown and on SportsCenter. And, you know, it can't happen without the cooperation of Doug Peterson. Can't thank him enough for all the inside information he's given me since he started coaching this football team.
Let me ask you a question about that.
And it's not for me. It's not for me.
No, you're right. It's for the people.
It's for the listeners of this station. You know, I share a lot of it. On this show at 5:15, you know, over the years, I've shared a lot of it with your listeners on your show in this specific spot. You know, whatever I don't put on Sunday mornings, it comes on this show with you. I don't go anywhere else with it. This is where it goes. And I want people to know. People, you know, it's so funny too, Mike, because I go everywhere. You know that. I travel with the team. And I'm in the airport, whether it's Chicago or Nashville or even, you know, this trip to New Orleans. I'm in the airport, I'm in the hotel. And people will come up, mostly guys. Guys come up and they're like, you know, they remember with their wives or their girlfriends. You know, don't you know who this is? This is the guy on Mike Missinelli's show. This is Sal Powell. He's on Tuesdays with Mike at 5:15. Don't you know this guy? This is the guy who Doug Peterson, who texts Doug Peterson. This is the guy. Don't you know who this guy is? Come on, let's take. And there was a quick pick, Sal Powell. Quick pick. Let's take a quick pick. Come on. And then he hand the wife the phone and the girlfriend the phone. She doesn't know what's going on. And bang, is a quick pick. That's it. That's the way it goes.
It is. Now,
they don't talk about Countdown. They talk about missing out.
I wanted to get in some issues with you. But first, you know, a lot of coaches would be reluctant to have that kind of direct contact with a reporter. So it's to your credit. But where do you draw a line on what you're going to ask him? Like, what's too far where you're afraid you'd lose his trust?
That wouldn't happen. I would never lose his trust. But, you know, on Sunday morning, there are two or three things that I want to know. First is, what did he tell the team? Because I want people to understand what it went behind the scenes. If I think he's giving me too much coach speak, I'll come back at him and I'll say to him, okay, what do you mean by that? Give me more specifics. But there have been times where there have been players who were questionable right up to Friday or Sunday morning. And I'll say, hey, is Jason Peters good to go? And he'll say, yeah. And then when I know that, then I text Devon on Sunday morning so that he has it on your show, on the pregame show. I make sure that Devon gets it We put it out, you know, and I'm not on Twitter, so I give it to Timmy Mac, and Timmy Mac will tweet it out. We get it out there, we get it, and then I'll put it on SportsCenter. Bang, that's it. That's what we do.
All right, that's good stuff. All right, now let's talk about the team that we had Howie talk today with Doug Peterson, and here's what we know. They declared Wentz the quarterback, so that whole dynamic is over. Let's talk about that first of all. What do you think their plan now will be with Foles?
Well, as I understand it, just talking to our insiders moments before I came on the air, I wanted to make sure I had the right information because I know a lot of people are listening right now. Within 5 days of the Super Bowl, the Eagles can opt out. They must notify him. And then it'll be up to Nick Foles to agree. And if that happens, he can buy his freedom with a $2 million buyback. That's the way it has to happen. Now, here's the sticking point. Here's the sticking point. Nobody really knows whether the Eagles are free and clear of Nick Foles or whether or not Nick Foles is free and clear of the Eagles and whether or not the Eagles can apply the franchise tag and then try to work a trade and whether they would do that. That's the sticking point. So is there language in Foles' contract with the Eagles where Foles' agent and lawyer said, when we opt out, after we pay the $2 million, and we're free, we're done, we've moved on, you can't apply the franchise tag. So that's the
interesting. So that would have to be language in his contract.
I believe it would have to be language in his contract. That's the next sticking point that we would have to figure out. Now, Michael, okay, so let's try to go real time here and speak in reality. So if you're the Eagles and you do have the option of applying the franchise tag, now you're on the hook for $26 million or $23 million, whatever the number is, works out to be, to Nick Foles in 2019. And if I'm John Elway, the general manager, vice president for football operations for the Broncos, and I'm interested in Nick Foles, and I know the Eagles are on the hook for $26 million, I go to Howie Roseman and say, Howie, listen, bubba, okay? If you want me to trade for him, I know you're on the hook for $26 million. I'm not giving you a first-round pick. I might give you a third. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely. It reduces his value.
It reduces the Eagles' leverage. So so let's play it out. So before I put the franchise tag on him, if I have the right to do so, which it's not clear from my perspective that they do have the right, and we're trying to figure that out. Before I apply the franchise tag, what I do is call Elway in it. And say, listen, John, if I apply the franchise tag, will you give me a second this year, maybe a third next year? And then, you know, you'll have him. You work out a deal, and I go to Nick's agent. I go to Nick and say, you happy? Denver's a good place. You work with a Hall of Famer, John Elway. They got a nice situation there. They got a good defense. You know, that's a division where, you know, you can run up against Andy twice a year. You know that, blah, blah, blah. It's a good spot for you and your family. Would you like to go to Denver? And then everybody, all three parties, works it out. They apply the franchise tag. They get what they want from Elway. Done. But there's also another team out there, and that's the Washington Redskins. See, to me, there's only really two teams that can pony up the money that Foles may be looking for it. And that's Denver and Washington. I don't think that Jacksonville Jaguars are the money option for Foles. I just don't. Because I think the Jaguars, because of their draft position, are going to be in a spot where they could maybe draft Kyler Murray. And they pick up Eli Manning or Joe Flacco as a stopgap measure. And they only have to pay Flacco $19 million and send a third-round pick to the Baltimore Ravens. Then they draft maybe Kyler Murray at number 7. So I'm not sure Jacksonville is in the major money equation. But, you know, Dan Snyder, he'll write a check yesterday. Mm-hmm.
Right? Wow, this is turning out to have some interesting intrigue here. So now we had Jaworski on Monday, and he said pretty much that the Eagles would owe to just let Nick Foles go and strike his own deal.
Okay, well, that may happen. That certainly may happen.
Do you think they would be inclined to think that way, or do they want to be business people here?
I don't know the answer to that question. I think the bottom line would be, again, you know, if his agent and his representatives and Howie and a place where they, you know, if everybody can work out a deal, then why wouldn't the Eagles want to get something for him? Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah, no, I agree. I totally agree. In this kind of situation, I'd like to get something for him.
You want to get something. I would think you would want to try to get something for him. So, and you also, Mike, might want to prevent him from going to Washington. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to have the storyline of Foles versus Wentz twice a year. You got to think about that as well. Don't you have to think about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure they're going to think about that.
You have an opportunity to put a deal together, and you say to Nick Foles, listen, you can go to John Elway and work for the Denver Broncos and make $30 million, or you can go work for Washington.
Last question. There are like 8 starting players in jeopardy of either returning or not returning, depending on the Eagles' whims. What player, are there any players that it's imperative that they bring back? And you know what the list is. It's Brandon Graham's, it's Jordan Hicks, it's Ronald Darby, it's maybe Ajayi, it's Peters, it's Sproles. Of those players, where do you think the Eagles are thinking?
Imperative to bring back.
Or is it a chance that all of them go?
Give me the list again.
Brandon Graham.
I bring him back.
You would. You'd sign him to a new deal.
Yes.
Okay, Jordan Hicks.
Yes.
Ronald Darby.
No.
Ajayi.
No.
All right, what's your decision on Peters and Sproles?
Peters is having a hard time finishing a game. I think they have to move on at the running back position. I think this team has to draft multiple running backs. Sign one if possible.
I totally agree.
I mean, Michael, the game, to me, the season came down to the decision, in my view, in many ways, and I've said this many times on this program to you, when they didn't sign LeGarrette Blount. Keep letting LeGarrette Blount go was a major, major misstep for this franchise. I mean, of all the things that happened this year, and it was a great run, and congratulations to them. They did a great job recovering from where they were. They wouldn't have needed a lot of the magic that they needed if they had LeGarrette Blount on that football team.
All right, last player, Golden Tate.
No.
Okay. All right, sounds good. Sal, always a pleasure, man. We'll talk to you.
I'll see you.
There he is, Sal Powell. Brought to us by Univest Bank Financial Solutions for your business. So he's bringing back Graham and Hicks. What do you say about Darby? Did you say Darby? No?
No Darby.
Okay. Take a quick break. We'll come back. Your calls until we get the sound off right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
No controversy. This Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Connecticut School of Broadcasting. Turn your passion for sports into a career. Check out a studio tour at Connecticut School of Broadcasting in Cherry Hill. Visit GoCSB.com to reserve your spot. Eagles continue to take care of postseason matters. Doug Peterson and Howie Roseman addressed the media today. Doug confirmed Carson is the starter going forward.
Carson is the quarterback going forward. And in Nick's case, listen, we'd love to have everybody back throughout the roster. But as I've said many, many times, you know, it's not about one guy. You know, it's about the team, and we're going to do what's best for the team.
Flyers beat the Wild last night 7-4. They play the Bruins tomorrow night at home. Sixers will see familiar faces, Dario Saric and Robert Covington tonight when the Timberwolves come to town. Robert Covington will not be playing in the game with an injured ankle. You can hear that game right here on the Fanatic at 7. Team has signed Corey Brewer to a 10-day contract. We know you're busy, so we've made it even easier for you to hear any of our shows that you've missed. Go to 97.5thefanatic.com or download the Fanatic app for our daily Best of Show podcast. Natalie Eganoff for 97.5 The Fanatic.
Mike Missinelli
on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Well, this
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
We'll be right back.
Time for the final poll numbers. Twitter poll brought to us by Paul B. Moore and Sons, from snowblowers to generators, small engines. You may need that snowblower this weekend, so run over to Paul B. Moore and Sons. They have every part for every machine in stock when you need it. Moyer will keep you going this winter. Final poll numbers.
Over 1,400 votes on today's poll.
So was that a pregnant pause there?
No, my mic wasn't on because I had to press the button for the trumpets. Are you ready to move on from football season? Like I said, 1,400 votes. 56% say yes, Sixers in hot stove. 44% say no, not ready.
All righty then.
That's Sixers, a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot. Sixers tonight is one of the storylines we'll have to follow. And they're playing the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight. They are a 6.5-point favorite, Tyrone. You liking them?
I do like them. I don't know why, though. They haven't played well recently, but I do like them. Mainly because...
Sixers, 6.5.
Mainly because Wiggins and Cat don't play defense, so...
All right. There you go. It's the midday show night down there.
They're going to be down there?
The boys will be down there.
All the boys?
I don't know. I don't know if the hockey guru will be there.
All right.
You know, he breaks down hives when somebody bounces a ball on a hardwood. Yeah. Let's go to Alex in Runnymede. Alex, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Alex.
Mike, how come every time I listen to your show, you have 2-3 people calling that have no clue what they're talking about? When
a lot of calls. That's a pretty good percentage. Like, if how many calls do we take during the course of a day? I don't even know. But if it's 3 about 200, that's a small percentage, right?
Every time I listen, you have at least three people are calling that have no clue what they're talking about when it comes to Flyers. Like that last guy talking about Daniel Cormier that plays.
And he also had Wheel there. Wheel got traded for a
6th-round pick and a nobody that plays in the
East. But he wanted to hear more Flyers because that's his sport.
I don't get it. And then everyone wants to talk about, we can package Voracek and Simmons and we'll trade them for Connor McDavid or something.
Yeah.
Voracek's cap hit is $8.25 million. Nobody wants him.
Yeah. It's hard to they're hard to trade and they're not productive as like they used to be. So
I don't get I can't I know we got rid of everyone. We get rid of Hextall and Hacksaw. I was with the Hacksaw, but I didn't understand the Hextall because we had widely known across the league as the number one or number two.
I keep hearing that, bro. Do you believe that?
That's what I'm saying. On paper, we had the number one or number two best. Farm system. I don't know if I can blame anyone but the coaches for not developing the farm system on what they should be.
Yeah, I'd like to see that farm system pay some dividends eventually.
That's what I'm saying, but I can't blame Hextall built that. He traded away Pronger's contract that we were still paying for what 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Afterwards, he traded Ronaldo for a 3rd-round pick, and everyone's calling for his head. I just didn't understand that, but. I don't understand these Flyers fans that call in and think that it's NHL 2017 on Xbox or something.
Yeah, I got you. Ronaldo's still in the league, by the way. What's he? Did he play for Nashville? Lavia loved him. Is he playing for Nashville?
I haven't paid attention to Nashville at all. I don't know who's on Nashville.
He's on Nashville's roster. Brian in Green Lane, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Brian.
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
What's going on, Brian?
Hey, I don't agree with Sal. I wouldn't bring back Brandon Graham only because I think he's going to get waiver paid.
I don't think they're going to bring him back either because of that fact. I think he's got some suitors that are willing to pay him more than the Eagles are going to pay him.
Yeah, I agree. And he didn't even really have that great of a year under the contract season. He only had like 4 sacks and just under 40 tackles. So,
it took him a while to get really into a groove. It wasted half the season, really.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Started off real slow in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And Foles, I would do anything possible to try and get a pick for him. I mean, I'm grateful for what he's done for the city, but you know, it's time to move on. And same with Sproles and Peters, these guys, Peters could barely stay on the field for a full game. So we need Big V to finally get some consistency out there. And I think a big priority for the team should be, or for the management, Howie Roseman and everybody should try and get a every down running back that can pass block and catch passes out of the backfield, because I'm tired of Deuce.
I don't know if that every down guy exists anymore, unless it's Le'Veon Bell, and I don't think you're going to get him. But I agree with your premise. Like, if you get a Tevin Coleman, he catch the ball to backfield, and you draft a really good running back early in the draft, and that guy could be your guy, I think that's the way it would work. And we'll see if it works out that way in the draft. See, they make that a priority at pick 25, whether it's a running back. All right, coming up in 5 minutes, sound off right here, 97.5 Fanatic.
The Mike Missinelli Show
on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Time for you to sound off. Got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
You a chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's get going.
Sound off. All right, it's rocking. It's sound off. 610-771-9705. You got something to say, hit us up on that line. Leave a message so you get off your chest right away and don't lose the thought in your head. And if it's really good, and we review all of them, and we may move your big message to the big show.
Yo, Mike, as much as we like Foles and would love to have him back, you just can't give Foles $25 million and sign him and hope to trade him. You really think the team's going to trade for him for $25 million for one season? I just can't see a team paying that kind of money. What do you think his market value really is?
Well, they wouldn't have to accept that. They could sign him to a new contract. They wouldn't have to accept that franchise tag situation. But as Sal Proud brought up a little earlier, it does kind of, you know, reduce the value of a guy if the team knows that they put a franchise tag on him just to trade him because they can't possibly pay it. So that puts the other team in control to acquire him.
Hey, anyone who says running a play at 2:01 in the fourth quarter is insignificant does not know what they're talking about. Slow everything down. What are you rushing for? Get everybody on the same page, march that thing down, and score. No rush.
Yeah, sure. It was devastating. In fact, you know, they only rushed to get to that point in the first place, right? We forgot about that. They had a certain pace to get there. All of a sudden, now we're supposed to stop the pace and because it's a two-minute warning. Oh, my God, it's a two-minute warning. Slow it down. My God, there's not another play you can run. That would advance the ball towards the goal line. It's a two-minute warning.
Mike, the only question about the Eagles' future is, as Howie Roseman learned how to draft, he's been horrific, and we just saw with moving up draft Donyell Pumphrey rather than just taking Alvin Kamara can do to you.
I can't argue with that. You're entrusting a guy with 10 picks who has not had the best track record.
What to do with Jim Schwartz? And I just don't think that it'd be a great idea just to let him go right away. I mean, who are you going to get in there that's going to be better than this guy? I mean, I don't know. But, you know, you never miss your water until your well runs dry.
It's not even a conversation, Schwartz leaving. What are you doing? You're making something up that's not in existence. He's going to be back. Relax.
A couple weeks ago, I called in the line joking that what the Sixers need is exactly what they traded away to get Butler. And, Mike, you said, you know, would you undo the trade? Yes, I would. They got to get rid of Butler. They're not going to be able to keep him, obviously, after this year.
Well, I don't know why you wouldn't be able to keep him. You could offer more money than any other team, so that's irrelevant. But is the team any closer to winning the East if they undid the trade and they brought back Dario and Covington? No. So then what's the point?
Well, looks like Nicky Foles turned back into Nicky Foles. I'm surprised the fan base isn't more pissed off. We had 14 points at the end of the first quarter. What do we have at the end of the game? 14. We went three quarters without scoring nothing. Ridiculous. Good luck to Carson next year.
Well, he's not wrong. They did not get into their territory, but like what, once since like late in the first quarter?
Yes.
That's not good.
Well, Mike, I need you to see if you can find out where this newfound love for Andy Reid is coming from. People tell us, I'm rooting for Andy because, you know, he used to be here. So what? He was here 14 years. He didn't win here. And he didn't win here because of Andy. Andy Reid didn't win because of Andy Reid.
Yeah, I don't get the, if you want to see Andy Reid win.
I'm embarrassed.
Conversation either. I care about that big red radish. I don't say that it means nothing to me.
I just want to say it's a slap in the face to the rest of the team to say that Nick Foles single-handedly saved the Eagles season 2 years in a row. That's ridiculous. You obviously never played football if that's what you really think.
Well, you're forgetting that Wentz put him in a position to be the number one seed last year where he carried it on for four of the six games that he played.
Mikey Miss, great show. I have one question. Dallas Goedert suit up yesterday. I didn't hear his name once on the broadcast. I'm just wondering what his deal was, why he didn't play. Anyway, your thoughts on that?
I mean,
Michael,
he suited up. They didn't utilize the double tight end very much. I'm not really sure why. I think that question maybe should have been asked, too. That's a good point.
Maybe this makes me a bad person or something, but I swear to someone starts calling Alshon Jeffrey, and everybody's talking about him after last night, I immediately discredit anything they're about to say and basically think that they have zero knowledge about the Eagles.
Oh, I got a guy who's who emails me, and he spells Foles, F-O-U-L-S. So,
Fouls? Yeah. Nick Fouls?
So, listen, it happens, man. People don't pay attention to the names. It's strange to me, too.
Hey, Mike, I understand that you had to take the trap door on the Chargers game, and you certainly can't be expected to reimburse all the listeners who took your advice, and then you switched your pick. But you owe Tyrone a sandwich or a beer or something. That's a violation not to call your man and tell him to change the pick.
Well, Tyrone's just got as much insight as I do. He can change the pick on his own. Tyrone, did you pay me anything for that selection?
No.
All right, there you go.
So, it's fine.
Yeah, you're right.
And the thing is, you didn't think me. I just ended up even. I was up $2.26. You know, not like between the two bets, because I cashed the other one. So I was up $2.26.
Is better than zero.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, I know everybody all hyped about the Eagles, but I want to talk pictures real quick. Just want to know this 13-game stretch that they're about to do right here. What's an acceptable record to make you feel good after they play all these winning teams right here? Yeah,
I looked at that. We actually went down that list. They're not going to come out with a winning record. In that game strategy.
Would you sign for 6-7 right now?
6-7?
And those 13, which concludes with Boston.
I would take 6-7.
Okay.
Yeah. But I think it's going to be more like 5-8. We'll see. Close it down, bro.
That's the best of the best today of summer. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are they?
Because I don't like
them. They're brave. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
See you later.
All right, it was sound off 610-771-9705 for future reference. All right, coming up, big night right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Devon Givens will take you into Sixers and Wolves tonight. Corey Brewer, his old squad, too. Corey Brewer signed a 10-day deal.
Yep.
Brett Brown conversation. Corey, can you actually put your hands in jump shooting mode? Yeah, coach, why? All right, you're in for TJ. No, that's not right. Have a good night, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Fanatic Sports Update.
Hanging on to Nick. This Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Martin Law, the law firm for workers. If you or someone you know has been injured at work, visit martinlaworkerscomp.com now. Eagles continue to take care of postseason matters. Doug Peterson and Howie Roseman addressed the media today. Howie discussed the option of keeping Nick Foles.
We would love to keep Nick Foles. I mean, you talk about a guy who we drafted here and we've grown incredibly close with. I mean, I don't know a team that wouldn't want to have Nick Foles on their roster. So,
Flyers beat the Wild last night 7-4. They play the Bruins tomorrow night at home. Sixers will see familiar faces, Dario Saric and Robert Covington tonight when the Timberwolves come to town. Robert Covington will not be playing in the game with an ankle injury. You can hear that game right here on the Fanatic at 7. The team has signed Corey Brewer to a 10-day contract. We know you're busy, so we made it even easier for you to hear any of our shows that you missed. Go to 97.5thefanatic.com or download the Fanatic app for our daily Best of Show podcast. I'm Natalie Eichenoff for 97.5 The Fanatic.
Mike Mizzanelli on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.